It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Okay, so yesterday we had the Christmas party for Indy's daycare.
Oh.
Which is great. Never had that before.
We yeah. Didn't,
she wasn't, two Christmases ago she wasn't there, and then last Christmas, COVID, there wasn't one, right?
Yeah.
So this is the first one that we've been to, and it was at the park, and it was lovely. We went from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. By 7 o'clock, 6:30, the amount of tears on the playground.
Oh.
Where it was like, wah, wah.
Oh,
it was like alarms
just
going
overtired
off.
Or?
Yeah, and coordination levels dropping, so the stacks were increasing.
Yeah.
And it was quite impressive to watch, actually. Mm. But so we got all the families down there, and old mate Santa popped up.
Beautiful.
He came to visit the kids in a fire truck, and they did face painting and stuff.
How good's that?
It's lovely. We had some fish and chips.
Lovely.
We got some fish and chips and brought them back. And, we all sat down and caught up with the educators. And, you know, it's time of year, some people are leaving and all that. So it was nice to get a bit of, you know, hangout time with them.
Yeah.
Because you build up those kind of bonds with them and stuff. I want to know, though, was I being the a-hole? We had a situation where it was I placed an order for the fish and chips. And I got in the car to go and I actually got in the car first. And we were parked right where, like, the where it was all happening, right?
Yeah.
So we got there first, essentially one of the first people there. So we got a great park.
Nice.
Pulled in, wonderful. And obviously cars are pulling in next to us the whole time. So we hang around, and then I got in the car, and I actually sat there on my phone and made sure, because we weren't near home, I made sure that I was picking the right fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
And then I called them and ordered, because I didn't want to get there and then sit around. So did that, and as I was doing that, I'm sitting in the driver's seat with the car engine on, and I hear, and I look out my driver's side window, and the car next to me, the woman had her back to me at the passenger door, and the passenger door was firmly lodged in my driver's side door.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Straight up, you're not the asshole, I'll tell you, but keep going.
And I just sat there and I looked at her through the glass, and she didn't turn her head around at all.
Oh, so she just thought, I've gotten away with this crime because no one's in the car.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. So I've then wound my window down and gone, excuse me, did you just open your door into my door?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, sorry. And then closes her door and walks off.
That's it?
This is one of the parents of the kids at the daycare. So now what do I do, right?
Yeah.
Do I then go, no, excuse me? And so I've looked down as she's gone, oh, sorry, I've looked down, I've gone, well, hopefully it'll buff out because it wasn't too bad. It wasn't a dint, right?
Still, there's though, don't touch my car. Everyone's so careful.
Or if it's an accident, then don't be a dick about it.
Yeah, exactly.
She was literally, sorry, like I'd done something. I'd done something.
Yeah, no, it's your fault. It's your fault.
And so her car's a POS. It's got like the paint peeling on the bonnet.
Yeah.
Right, so she obviously doesn't care about her car. Right, but so it doesn't mean, and so she's open to say, so I've gone, hopefully it'll buff out. And then she's just kind of walked off, like closed her car door and walked off. And then for the rest of the night, I could see her looking over at me occasionally.
Oh.
And at one point, when I told my family about it, I was like fully pointing at her, like, yeah,
yeah,
that one there. But then she was like hanging out with some of the parents that we knew, even though we didn't know her. So it's like this weird dynamic
like
where I can't
there.
Actually, like, not that I would ever abuse someone, but
no,
I can't actually call her on it and make a scene-ish kind
of
thing.
Yeah, I know. But that's the shit thing, because it's like, what do you do in that situation? Because people be like, oh, there's nothing there. It's like, still, my car was perfect beforehand, and now there's a bit of a scratch.
There
and
is something there, yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Yeah. You can't make a scene at your kid's daycare Christmas party. It's, yeah.
So then that's when you get your door.
Get my. I thought of my, so I got my keys. No. But I tell you what, if I see her in the car park,
no, you won't.
Just
you're
be
too
nice. It's Christmas, mate. Well, you don't open your car door and like, do you know what?
At least just be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
That's it, mate. That's all it would have taken. To even just turn your head around and go, oh, and like look around and
people
then see
the
me and go, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
People
like that's
the worst.
All you needed to do. Yeah. No, but. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
I am going up the highway. Going to Melbourne.
Update. Well, it's going to be windy and a top of 31 tomorrow.
Well, do you know what? I was going to wear a dress that I wore last week and a little bit of wind that blew my skirt right up. So looking forward to flashing all the peeps in Melbourne.
Ooh, okay.
I'll make sure to wear my non-skin coloured ones. It's always embarrassing when you've got skin-coloured undies on and the wind blows up. It's like, I prefer just my black bonds. They're my sexy ones. I don't have laced ones because it just, my bum eats them. Can you start play a song and stop me talking, please?
There's no more Melbourne Eye, but Melbourne will be getting an eye full.
Stop
that's
it.
For sure.
You're thinking about my black bonds,
aren't you? I'm trying not to vomit.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Fun fact. All right, so we changed up the spiel. I tried to reword the spiel. I've done it to the nut bush.
Yes.
I've done it patting my head and rubbing my tummy.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it to the tune of I Go to Rio by Peter Allen. What's the thing this week?
I think you just need to make it Christmassy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not in, like, so I want your brain to work. Do your normal spiel. But I need you to throw something Christmassy in there.
All
can
right.
be in any part. At the end, I don't want you to just do, you can give it to Santa or Mrs. Claus. No. Okay? It's got to be, you can do that, but I need something else.
Okay.
Need a bit of mistletoe in there maybe.
All right.
Christmas lights, candy canes, reindeer, something.
All right. Well, that's the spiel. There you go. Done. Job done.
No. Go on, there's just some words to make it easier for you.
All right, every Christmas Eve, we like to send you off to work with the other elves.
Nice.
With some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates that aren't your real mates, but you'll probably have to give them a present anyway because KK is a thing. So that when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a ride on Santa's sleigh or on his moustache... They'll say, hey, give it to Rudolph or Blitzen because they're always full of fun and interesting facts. They're obviously good at their job.
Oh.
They must be very smart.
Wow. That's, yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Stop it.
Mate, you asked for Christmas.
That was so good. And do you know what I just realised? This would be your last... Oh, no, we've still got Christmas Eve.
We've got one more next week,
Dan, that was really good.
Thanks, mate. I had fun. Hope everybody else did.
I'm sure they did.
Your fun facts today are not Christmas related. I'll save those for next week.
Good.
Note to self, get Christmas fun facts. Cats. Don't try and make long-term plans with cats. They can't make them.
What do you mean? That makes no sense.
Cats cannot make long-term plans. They're very live-in-the-moment animals. Dogs, on the other hand... They will plan for when you turn your back to steal that food. Cats, thinking about right here, right now, I'm going to take that food.
Right, okay.
I don't know. I'm just supposing.
Yeah.
All I've been given is cats cannot make long-term plans, mate.
Okay.
So I'm just painting the picture.
No, that's
it,
good.
Okay?
Yes.
Appreciate the follow-up question, though.
I did.
According to a study published in the British Medical Journal, you're better off taking sexual health advice from Google Assistant rather than Siri.
Oh.
Because Siri's a dirty bird.
Oh, okay.
How about V is the only letter that's never silent in the English language?
A silent V.
There's never a silent V.
Well.
That's not a huge surprise. The average dog knows 89 words.
Yes. Amazing.
What's a bustle? A B-U-S-T-L-E.
Is that a dance?
No, it's an item.
Do the bustle. Do
I like
the bustle.
It, but no. A bustle is...
Is it something related with cars?
What is a woman's bustle?
Oh.
It's an item of feminine apparel for pushing out the back portion of the skirt. So it's the bootay back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the 19, yeah, okay.
In the 1870s and 1880s.
Victorian era.
Funny you should say that, because this fun fact's about Queen Victoria. She owned a musical bustle that played the national anthem every time she sat down.
Amazing.
So it doesn't matter where she sits.
Yeah.
Her bootay plays God Save Our Gracious Queen. I don't know that. Yeah. I don't know the anthem.
No, that's cool.
And what about this one? Finally, during World War II, a Great Dane, the dog,
yeah,
named Juliana, was awarded a medal by Blue Cross for her heroism in disarming a German incendiary device.
Oh.
Do you know how she did it?
Yeah.
She peed on it.
Oh.
Great Dane pee, mate. That'll disable anything. It's a lot of pee. They're a big dog. And that's Fun Fact Friday for this week. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact.